Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, now powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with two special guests who I believe are very interesting. So today we're going to discuss a new book, a very special new book, that applies to the multifamily industry, and our topic today is Seriously Serious Business. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and author, the fantastic Tina Smothers, the founder, CEO of Integrated Asset Management Advisory Solutions. And also joining us in the conversation is Tina's brilliant son, five-year-old son, Maverick Smothers, the Serious Business Partner founder. So welcome, Tina, and welcome, Maverick.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, and I want to say that this has been an episode a long time in the making, because I think, Tina, when you and I met up at one of the conferences in Las Vegas last year, you had kind of mentioned in conversation that you were in the process of putting the book together with your son. And about your son and some of the things that business advice that he's given you. And of course, at that time I said, well, we need to do a radio show episode whenever everybody's ready. And I think the book is scheduled to be released in the coming weeks. To talk a little bit about the journey of coming to the point of where you're about to release this book.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks again for having us, and Maverick is here with me, so if there's a little noise in the background, that's just him moving and shaking, because that's what he's used to doing. So, yep, right now we're currently coming to you live from a business that he thought of taking all of his stuffed animals together and making a zoo, and then he charges people admission who come over to our house. And on the book, It really began a couple years ago. So Maverick is now almost 7 years old. And when he, his whole life, I have been an entrepreneur and started my management company journey in property management. I have about 27 years of experience. And as I started my own business, I would always take Maverick with me to meetings and appointments. And to me, it was just normal. I have two boys that are now 9 and 6 and a half. And
9 and a half and 6 and a half.
I'm sorry, 9 and a half and 6 and a half. Math likes to go on facts. Yeah. And so throughout the time of taking him, I started writing down all of the business advice that he would give me. If listeners out there have kids, you know, you always say, write it down because you'll forget. And I wish I would have wrote that down. I would put a book together. I think in property management, Paul, we talk about that a lot. If we all could just write a book of our experiences and, you know, the crazy stories that we have. So I started writing down the business advice that Maverick would give me. And I was at a leadership event where I met a publisher, and I was telling about, you know, how I had been writing this down and I really wanted to do a book with it. And then that's kind of how everything came to light with Serious Business Insights from a five-year-old, the book that we put together. And Maverick did help me. It's been quite the journey. He did help me in editing it and helping with, you know, how we wanted to make the pictures. He did a photo shoot. So lots of exciting things on the horizon when the book is out September 10th.
That's fantastic. And I know we're going to talk at the end of the show about how people can order the book or pre-order the book. And also on our website, on the multifamilyradio.com website, in this episode page, there will be a link where people can go to pre-order the book. So let's talk a little bit about some of those early lessons that where you said, you know, I think Mav's got something here that's important for me to share. What were some of those early lessons that he gave you?
Yeah, you know, as Maverick would tell me, so the title of the book came from Serious Business because Maverick would hear me on calls. You know, Bluetooth is so prominent, and I would do a lot of my calls while traveling. For the first couple of years of his life, I had a two-hour commute every day. So, you know, my kids just listened to endless numbers of things. But I think it first started really when Maverick would say to me, if you have a serious business, you, and that's kind of what the book is based on. But early on, I think it really started with Maverick, you know, innocence of being 5 years old and not knowing the things that we know, right? And so he would just really ground me to maybe not take things so seriously. And also, really through a lot of the lessons he taught me in what you'll find in the book is, you know, how we've done things always isn't how you always have to do them. And he would remind me of that through the business advice that he gave me as I was starting getting the management company going and some other business ventures that I have. And so I think that that's really important, that we all get so caught up in the day-to-day, whether you're in leadership in property management or you're an owner, an investor, and we, you know, stick to here's what we know, and that's the path that's gotten us there. But he just reminds me that there's other ways of doing things, and you don't have to take it so serious.
Yeah, and we've got about 4 minutes left in the episode. You know, one of the things that, I mean, just one of the quotes from the book is that Maverick gave to you was, in a serious business, you have to pick the people that will sit with you, because you only have so many chairs.
Isn't that powerful?
It's powerful and it's meaningful. And Maverick, can you maybe tell us a little bit about what made you think of that?
I don't know.
when we would go to business meetings at a property that I had, and I would have the managers meet there, and, you know, we had little tables, and we would always be shuffling around. Like, I'm going to sit here. I've got my computer. Oh, I want to sit by this person. And Maverick would just be over soaking it all up on the couch. And in general conversation one day, he threw that out at me. And I think from the weekly meetings where we would go, you know, there's so much out there about, you know, have a seat at the table, bring your chair to the table, all of those powerful things, right, that we hear now, which, of course, Maverick does not hear those. And so I thought it was interesting when he said that, and it really made me stop and think, you know, from his perspective, he's looking at us shuffling around and who's sitting where, and is it important to sit by, you know, the manager or the regional, or, you know, where is everybody shifting? And he really, to me, he hit it home when he said, you've only got so many chairs at your table. And yes, we can build a bigger table and we can make it wider and deeper and all of that. But when we're going through, you know, property management and leadership and ownership, you really need to make sure that the people that you have sitting with you are, you know, helping you through the successes and you're helping them. And, you know, how whoever is taking space at that table, you're all there to grow together.
Yeah, I mean, it is a gem in words of wisdom from, at that time, a five-year-old, which I think is fantastic that you can gain that insight from that. But I'll tell you what, I've got a lot more questions I want to ask. We are going to break it here, and we're going to be back right after these messages with more on this great topic. So you're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud. Just the truth about applicant income. PayScore. Accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore. Click, verify, relax.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing a very special new book that applies to the multifamily industry. Our topic is Seriously Serious Business. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and author, the great Tina Smothers, the founder and CEO of Integrated Asset Management Advisory Solutions. Also joining the conversation is Tina's brilliant five-year-old son, Maverick Smothers, the Serious Business Partner founder. So I do want to remind our listeners that if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Tina, during the break, we talked a little bit about some of the things that Maverick, some of the businesses that he's founded as a five-year-old or now almost seven-year-old. Maverick, why don't you tell us some of those businesses that you've actually founded?
What kind of businesses do you have? Can you tell me about
how
you have an office at Mommy's office and what you do there?
I had an office at Mom's office, and I used to babysit, but now I don't.
And so what Maverick would do is at my company, we, in our corporate office, my assistant would bring her baby, but now one-year-old and three-year-old to the office, and Maverick set up his very own area where he would be able to entertain them if we were all working with our kiddos that day. And so it was very helpful, and Mav put it all together, ordered his business materials that he needed, and said, if you want to make more money, you have to add more services. So then he got some books, and he added like a preschool program to it where he could read to them and do some different things to keep them entertained while we were doing other serious business in other offices. Right, Mav?
Yes.
What was your favorite thing that you ordered for the office?
Ball pit. That's the only thing that we bought.
Yeah, we were packing up, getting ready to move into our new office, and Mav got on his iPad and said, Siri, show me ball pits for offices. And so he...
I didn't say that.
He now has a ball pit in the office, so when the girls come, that's what they can do.
But Arlo would always bite the balls.
Yep, and baby Arlo would always bite the balls.
Like, tell us a little bit.
Because their mouth was not big.
Yep.
Like, just big.
Maverick, I know you're starting these businesses and you're making money. What is it that you want to do with the money you make from your businesses?
Buy a gizmo.
Oh.
Like a gizmo watch, which is, if I understand correctly, a smart watch for kids.
Hmm. Yes.
And with that, so he's trying to earn the money to buy the gizmo, but then you have to have a plan through Verizon that you pay for. So he needs some ongoing income, which is going to hopefully come from the book, so he has some residuals that he can pay his monthly phone bill with.
That is great. What a great goal. Well, one of the things that Tina, that you, I guess some of the wisdom that you got, I know I read one in the verse, I want to read another one here. It says, this was a quote from Maverick. Yeah, when you're a kid, it's okay to cry when you lose. But when you have a serious business, you can't lose. You just keep working. Where did that come from?
That's another, it was hard to pick what we were going to outline on what the book was about. But that one is, I think just randomly, Mav would hear, some trials and tribulation conversations, if you will, and some hard conversations that we, would talk about, or how we were going to troubleshoot things. And when you're a kid, it's easy, to cry when you don't get your way or you don't do as good as what you want. And I think as adults, sometimes I just want to sit and cry, Paul, and admit defeat on that one. It is true, Mav, on that one item, and then regroup and come back to it, right? And so I think that was the lesson that he taught me with that one is, you can't quit. You have a business or you have a job, and it's going to get hard, but you have to keep going and take the break that you need, regroup, and get back to it.
I mean, that's, again, another great nugget of information that is so true. Excuse me. But when it's broken down, by someone who comes from innocence, it just makes all the more sense.
Yeah. It creates that punch, if you will, that when he would say it, it would stop me, and I would be like, oh my god, oh my gosh, yes, that is right, or I'm gonna look at it with this lens or look at it differently. And immediately I started, the things just kept coming out of Maverick all the time, like the funny things on the serious business. And as I would write them down and thought, as I got the idea for the book, it just, I would write it down just so I knew word for word, because of course, we're going to forget. And Maverick, I think some of them were so long ago, as he says, as we're, recording right now, I don't remember that or whatever, because I know he probably doesn't. But for me, I do remember kind of what sparked those, and that's what's great about, I think, having this and being able to get it out to everybody.
Yeah, can you give us some other examples of insights that he's had that kind of just made you say that really makes a lot of sense?
Yeah, I've got a great story for that this came after the book was edited and going to print. And So I'm in Iowa, Midwest. We get a lot of snowstorms. And my partner on a project had came over in the middle of this so we could pick some paint colors for a project. And I think we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But we had gotten that done. And then we were talking about another property and a manager. And I said, oh, my gosh, you're never going to get, like, believe what somebody did at the property. And they had etched some, you know, something that they shouldn't have in the steel part of the elevator. And I'm like, I can't believe they did that. And, you know, Maverick immediately pops up from the couch. He had his headphones on and was playing PlayStation. I didn't think he was even paying attention. But another lesson there, people are always listening, whether it's, you know, adults or kids, right? And anywhere in between. And he pops up without skipping a beat. And he says, Mom, you're in charge of the property, of the village. And you're responsible for what people do there, and you shouldn't be complaining about it because you need to make the change happen. You need to tell people what they can and can't do. And my partner and I just looked at each other and thought, I mean, you know, he's right, but he's right. We can't always control people's actions, but at the end of the day, we're responsible for what goes on at the properties, and we're responsible for how we, you know, handle the situation. And he's just over there saying to me, you know, don't complain about it. You need to make the change. You're the one that's going to make it happen. And so just another great insight, I think, that just speaks to, you know, any industry, not just multifamily, but I'm a 27-year veteran of multifamily, and so I relate everything in life, I think, back to multifamily. Sure.
Yeah, and all of these lessons can be applied to multifamily. When you were putting the book together, were there any things that you needed to get Maverick to help you with to make it all happen? And we've got about a minute left before we're going to break.
Yeah, we did. So one of the great things, and maybe after the break we can kind of lead in with this, was I had Maverick every year for school pictures, so preschool and kindergarten, if you will. He wears a suit, and he said that's a good way that he can update his headshot. So that tells you a little bit about how much I really bring them into business with me. You know, he knows what headshots are, and his school pictures are in a suit jacket. And so we did a very special photo shoot for it. It wasn't intended for the book. It's going to be incorporated in the book a lot more than I intended, but we did professional headshots. And again, it's a cute little story, and maybe we can chat about that after the break.
Sure.
That kind of goes along with serious business.
All right. Well, we will do that right after this break. You will be back. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing a very special new book that applies to the multifamily industry. Our topic is Seriously Serious Business. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and author, the fabulous Tina Smothers, the founder, CEO of Integrated Asset Management, and also joining the conversation is Tina's son, her five-year-old son, Maverick Smothers, the Serious Business Partner founder. And I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. E-Conserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Zentra, a seamless security solution designed to solve the everyday problems of shared property access. Zentra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience. And PayScore, learn the truth about applicant income. So, Tina, during the last segment, we kind of talked a little bit about the photo shoot that you did for the book, or that was part of the book. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we have an amazing local photographer that will do $100 headshots, and then it goes to a local charity, which I absolutely love. And I needed to get mine updated. So I also thought, you know, we had the book coming out. Let's take Maverick and get his updated, because his, you know, kids, they change so quickly. And although we had his school picture in a suit, we wanted to get something fresh with his favorite color. Which, what's your favorite color, Math?
Green.
And so we, you know, you never know how it's going to go, right? So we talked about it on the way, and I said, now Whitney has a business plan, so we need to get in and get out. You know, that we're only there for a couple minutes. Do what she tells you, and then that way she's executing on her business, we're executing on our business, and we can, you know, be done and go about our day. And so Maverick looked amazing, and he hopped in the studio. He did absolutely brilliant and was so professional with his photo shoot that she took so many amazing pictures in such a little amount of time. And what did Whitney tell you about the pictures you took? That you did better than most of the adults
remembering or
posing correctly.
Yes.
Professionally. What else did she tell you? Oh, Maverick's at a loss for words.
I forgot.
He forgot. He's forgetting a lot today, Paul. So, so we got in and got the photo shoot and got out. And I think, you know, with that, Maverick and I talked about how amazing he did and how it was helpful that he was helping her get success in her business, because we went to do the photo shoot and we were in and out, you know, because he was professional in that. So a great lesson that he was taught you know, with that. But he, again, already kind of knew, because when you have a serious business, you have to get the work done efficiently and not talk a lot so you can get stuff done.
And speaking of not talking a lot, this may be from where it came from, but I know there's a quote of Maverick's that says, "I don't have time to just sit and talk right now. I'm trying to run a serious business." Tell us where that came from.
And I mean, that applies to my life daily, because I'm a chatter, as you know, Paul, when we first met, and the conversations we've had after. And it was, I think, I mean, there's a couple times where that came into play, but Maverick had an office that he had made in our downstairs area, and he would go down there and work on some artwork. That's kind of where everything started with. He would draw pictures and sell them to people a couple years ago. That's how his serious business got started. And just different things would come up, and I think he just realized, you know, I've got to get this done because I've got something I want to do after. So whether it was swimming or playing a video game, he had to get his work done so that he could, you know, do the fun things after. And he knew if he just sat around and chit-chatted that wasn't going to happen. And I know, you know, in collaboration in today's world, it's important to have those conversations. I talk to my director of operations a lot about that, because there's some days, you know, where we're just casually talking, but it feels like we're really collaborating to maybe not, you know, get our inbox emails sent out, but we're solving a lot of other problems and talking about policies in the general conversations that we're having. And so I just thought it was great that Maverick picked up on that. I'm constantly a person who is chit-chatting a lot and running late. And so I hope that's a trait that in his serious business he doesn't pick up the running late for me, but, you know, understands the chit-chat part.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I think in the book's description it said that he's heard thousands of hours of business calls and attended countless business meetings. So he certainly has got the, you know, the background just from being through osmosis of being with you all the time.
Right. Yeah. And imagine the stories he's heard, Paul, in property management, whether it's, you know, tenant related stories or what have you. And so, just that he picked up the lessons from the different hours that he's heard. That's kind of what I attribute a lot of it to, is the background of the phone calls. And then the in-person meetings kind of came later.
We've got about 4 minutes left in the segment. Tell me a little bit about the conversation that you had with the publisher, because this is not an ordinary type of book. So how did they react when you started telling them about what you had been writing down for several years?
Yeah, so it was interesting because, again, for a while I kept saying, I'm going to write this book, or I want to put this together. You know, it's easy to have that, but it's actually making that come together. And I knew that, as just like we're kind of witnessing now with, you know, Mav on the live show, you know, he's getting older. And so that serious business acumen is kind of subsiding a little bit, but not, or, you know, he's not remembering some of it. He still gives advice, don't get me wrong, but I really wanted to get the book published while he was still little and it not be something that I talk about for the next 10 years. And so when I met a local publisher it was actually at an entrepreneur cohort that I was doing here locally. And in talking to him about it, you know, there was a lot of hesitation with it, but I was very persistent, and I feel like, especially piggybacking it off of my multifamily experience and really wanting to speak about different topics that affect, you know, any position at any level in property management, tying that into the serious business insights from a 5-year-old book, And so I really was trying to clarify to the publisher what my intent was with it. So, which ultimately is to take some of these lessons, and I've got some speaking content that I do on it, whether it's motivational or factual, entrepreneurial, et cetera. And so, you know, tying that together, and another thing that came up was the word serious. People, it has a negative connotation. And I think that in this instance, it does not have a negative connotation. And so kind of getting that through to him and really talking about the vision and how, you know, we are so serious, and in a world that now busy is, you know, kind of glorified, and we struggle with work-life balance and all of that, that this could really help to make some conversations to talk about breaking those barriers. And so it didn't take long for me to get to the point of, you know, really, again, kind of stating my vision of why we wanted to do what we were doing, because obviously, as you know, Paul, the publisher has to buy into it. Otherwise, right. They're, you know, not going to do it for you. And so once I think that vision was clear, then they were on board, and here we are.
All right. Fantastic. Well, we are going to take a break here, but we're going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks, or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily properties access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co, Zentra.co, Zintra.co, or contact your Allegion representative. Elevate your apartment game with Multi-Housing News and their exclusive newsletters. MHN is the leading integrated resource for people and companies that own, invest in, develop, manage, and or market multifamily real estate. Join the thousands of real estate professionals who trust MHN in their daily, weekly, and bi-monthly newsletters to keep them informed and inspired with property management trends, news, podcasts, and more. Find out more information at multihousingnews.com. .com/subscriptions.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we're discussing a very special new book that applies to the multifamily industry. Our topic is Seriously Serious Business. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and author, the awesome Tina Smothers, the founder, CEO of Integrated Asset Management Advisory Solutions. Also joining us in the conversation is Tina's brilliant 5-year-old son, Maverick Smothers. the Serious Business Partner founder. I do want to take a moment and thank other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, providing a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. Tina, during the break, we were talking a little bit about the book's release coming up. But I think Maverick has got an opportunity if people would like to get something special from him. Can Maverick tell us what that is?
If somebody orders the book and they want something special, what can you send to them, Mav?
Bookmark and a book.
And with your special signature? Maverick has...
Sorry, signature?
Yes, yeah, Maverick signature. Believes in the power of branding, and so he made a logo for his signature. Mav.
Wow.
M-A-V.
But it's all connected.
Right, it saves time, Paul, if you don't have to lift your pencil. So when he did his logo, he connected all the MAB together.
That's great. That's fantastic. So if somebody wants to get a bookmark with his signature on it, they can order that along with the book, I'm assuming. Is that correct?
Yes, and they can reach out to us by email, and we can definitely send them a bookmark, and they can pre-order the book online as well.
Well, there's one more quote that Maverick had that I saw that I wanted to ask about. And it says, in serious business, people can't take a lot of breaks. Otherwise, we don't get a lot done. That is so true. And can you tell us the origin of that, Tina?
Yes. I think it goes a lot with, the talking, right? And so... Maverick, I believe, has realized a lot of inefficiencies when you're stopping and going, whether it was in his office doing artwork downstairs or at my office helping with the girls or just in his everyday, activities. And so when you break, it's hard to get back on track. And that was the meaning of it. I think one day when he said that he took a break and people were over at our house, and he decided at that moment he was going to go work on his serious business downstairs with the artwork. And, what was going to be a short break for a snack that he came up for ended up being a long break because he was talking to people and then, his attention was going elsewhere. And so he said, I didn't get any of my stuff done today. I took too many breaks. How am I going to make money? So that was kind of the origin of that. Again, just when he really broke it down the way he did in the quote in the book, it does make me think about how many distractions we have with our phones and all of the things. I know when we a couple people and I presented at NAA a couple years ago, we were talking about how every time you get off task, it takes about 20 minutes to fully get your focus back on. And I've heard a lot of statistics about that since. And so he's absolutely right. So what are the distractions that we're choosing to have, in our everyday so that, we can execute and be done with work? So.
Yeah. And what a great lesson. And so let's... obviously Multifamily Matters. We have an audience rich with multifamily folks. I wanted to give you maybe 30 seconds to tell us what you think the biggest lessons that someone in multifamily can get out of this, out of the book.
Yeah, I think anybody in multifamily is, we are in stressful positions, no matter what your position is. In your company, again, whether you're an investor or a W-2 employee, And it's stressful what we're doing, where we are providing housing for people, and it's easy to lose that or feel defeated and lose a little bit of that motivation of why we're doing what we're doing. But I know that people listening and the people that are dedicated to the multifamily industry know that, you know, that day will pass, and the next great thing that we do for somebody, whether it's our company or our residents, will come along. And in serious business insights from a five-year-old, I think that we can all just take that. Again, we don't have to take it so serious. Let's look at it through a different lens, and let's put ourselves in the resident's shoes or the owner's shoes or the manager's shoes, and just have a different look at what the issue is, so that we can provide different results, whether it's internally or professionally, personally, and all of that. So I think it just it's going to help with, I say it's a book for entrepreneurs or leaders, and in multifamily, whatever your position is, you're a leader.
All right. Real quick, before we transition to something else, because we've got about 4 minutes left, tell us how we can order the book. And, of course, it will be on the episode page of the website. A link will be there as well. But if someone wants to write it down, how can they order the book?
Yeah, it's what the founder has come up with, which is seriousbusinesspartner.com. And that will provide you to a link to pre-order the book. And also, it's going to give the book synopsis and a little bit of my background in property management and as a mom.
Fantastic. So let's transition and talk a little bit about what you're working on. I know that Maverick is not your only child. You've got another child son named McCoy, and you kind of brought him into the business in a unique way. Talk about that.
Yeah, a very special project. So I've done on my website of Advisory Solutions, I've got some of the projects I've done on there, which has been, I've been fortunate enough to be able to do some reclassification from commercial to multifamily, which has been some redevelopment deals. And in December of 2023, we closed on 120-unit hotel here in the Des Moines market. And we are converting that to workforce housing, and we renamed it the McCoy, and that is after McCoy, our nine-year-old. So we kind of told him at the same time, the book, at that point, the contract had been signed. We had started working on moving forward on the book, and then this project came. You know, it was a year in the making by the time we got through the rezoning, and it closed. And so then we were able to tell the boys that we were going to have the McCoy. So it's really cool when you're driving through Des Moines from the interstate. We're right at 8035, and you can see the huge sign, the McCoy, on the top. So a pretty special project as well. So just couldn't be more grateful for some of the things that we're doing in the multifamily industry after, you know, dedicating my career to it, which I absolutely love.
And we've got about 2 minutes left. Tell a little bit about some of the other things that you're involved with. And if someone wants to reach out to you to find out more, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, the best way to reach out to me is I've got my website for Advisory Solutions, which is advisory-solutions.com. And that's going to have, again, just some of my background. It's going to talk about integrated asset management, which is the management company that I founded. I manage my properties and my third-party properties that I have under contract through that. And the Advisory Solutions will have some other services that we do offer. I think here locally, some of the things that I really am passionate about, which again kind of goes to the book as well, but this is really community and how can we help the community, how can we better educate the community, whether it's on workforce housing, affordable housing, homelessness, just, you know, any of that. How can we give back through what we're doing, because it is stressful, but I think partnering with community and how we can give back really helps, you know, bring what we're doing to the surface of helping others. And a couple organizations that I absolutely love and give back to, I mean, there are several, but we do a lot with Girl Scouts of Iowa, and they have an event, Inspiring Women of Iowa, that we, you know, participate in and are always looking for more opportunities to help with, you know, how we can help the youth. And with that is then, you know, impacting kids because they're coming up and what's the legacy that we're leaving them. There's another local organization, it's Avenue of Scholars here in Des Moines, and they help with bring to the high school students some like trades jobs and opportunities for them to be able to do hands-on work and really give back that way. And I think that in multifamily, one thing that, you know, really needs to be our focus, because we're powered by trades jobs, you know, no matter what way you look at it. We need the trades, and how do we educate and make it okay to kids in high school that, you know, it's a trades job, and you don't necessarily have to go to college. You can work and learn a skill set, and they're very lucrative, and just making that aware, that awareness out there. And I think that that's a really important message. So we do work on that within Advisory Solutions to bring that message out.
Well, fantastic. Well, we've got to end it here, but Tina, it's always great to talk to you, and Maverick did a great job, and look forward to seeing the book when it comes out on September 10th. Again, you can go to this episode page on our website. There will be a link to the book there if you want to order it and order that special bookmark. So thanks again, Tina, for doing it. I look forward to breaking bread with you sometime soon.
Appreciate it, Paul. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.